It's another beautiful day here in Clearwater, and the Threshers are ready to go against the Tampa Tarpons after Clearwater started off the series with a 7-2 win on Tuesday night. The clock has now switched to Wednesday, and we've got a new day of baseball here in Clearwater. I'm Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, and let's go through the starting lineups, beginning with the visitors, the Tampa Tarpons. Tarpons 43-63, 7 games out of a playoff spot. And Michael Toole makes his series debut, leading off and playing center. Roderick Arias returns to the second spot, and Willie Montero back to the three spot. Tyler Wilson is the designated hitter tonight for Tampa. He's the DH and hitting fourth. Hans Montero batting fifth. Parks Harbor hitting sixth for Tampa. Joe De Los Santos hitting seventh. Manuel Palencia doing the catching and batting eighth. And Owen Cobb rounds out the order for the Tampa Tarpons. Now the first half champions of the Florida State Lee West Division, Clearwater Threshers, line up as follows on the defensive side. At first base, Guillermo Rosario, Devin Saltaban at second, Starlin Caba at short, and Brady Day is over at third. In the outfield, John Spikerman returns to left. In center is Dante Norrie and Joel Dragu making his professional debut, with the catcher Kodai Shojinaga as the battery mate for the Threshers starting pitcher, Enrique Segura coming off of one of his best starts of the year. Segura 2-4, the 6.48 ERA, but he went 6 innings with 1 run allowed on 3 hits in a win against Lakeland a week ago today. Now he gets things started against the Tampa Tarpons, currently fourth place in the second half and last overall in the Florida State League West. First pitch from Segura is a fastball that just misses up and away, and we're underway with a 1-0 count to Marshall Toole. Second night in a row, a center fielder has led off for the Tarpons. Toole, a 3.08 hitter on the year with 2 RBIs as he smacks a sinker foul to even the count at 1-1. Tyler Vandewater is the home plate umpire tonight. Austin Machak is the bases umpire. And that is today's umpiring crew. It's a 1-1 count to Toole as Segura deals. Slider cut on and missed, and the count is now 1-2. Segura, 2-4, 6.48 ERA on the season. A 4-pitch mix for the righty out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. He's got a 4-seam and a 2-seam fastball, change and a slider. Now the 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3. What a way to start off the game as Enrique Segura gets Toole down swinging for out number 1 here in the top of the first inning. A rude welcome to BayCare Ballpark for Marshall Toole, and Enrique Segura sending the breaking ball in there for strike 3. Now Roderick Arias up to the plate for the Tarpons, back at short for the Yankees' number 4 prospect. Arias fouls off the first pitch changeup, and it's an 0-1 count. MLB Pipeline did its reshuffling of the top 100 prospects. And Roderick Arias, before the reshuffle, was the 4th-ranked prospect on the New York Yankees and just outside of the top 100. Now he's got a 1-1 count with one out here in the top of the first inning. New pitcher for the Threshers is Jake Eddington, replacing 4 1/3 innings of Enrique Segura, inheriting 2 runners aboard, both in scoring position. And starts off Palencia with a slider upstairs to make it 1-0. 7-4 the lead for the Threshers. Tampa has recorded hits in every inning thus far today. 1-0, fouled back by Palencia, and the count evens at 1-1. So for Segura, his line is not yet complete. The runners on second and third are his responsibility, so Segura can't get the loss, and since he's gone 4 1/3 innings, he can't get the win either. 9 hits allowed, 4 runs scored, 3 of them earned, 4 walks and 5 strikeouts for Segura, with 2 more runs to potentially add to his ledger. 1-1-2 Palencia as Eddington now has the sign from Shojinaga. He deals. Fastball just misses. I'm not sure where, but it's 2-1. Eddington was the Threshers' opening day starter, but he has not started a game for Clearwater since May. In his 14th appearance, 11th out of the bullpen, he's 2-0 with a 3.86 ERA as Palencia slams a fastball foul. Count evens at 2-2. Fastball for Eddington can reach up to 96, that last one at 95. And the Missouri State University product has a two-seamer slider and a change to complement the plus heater. 23 years old is Eddington, 30 Ks on the year. And now a 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball skips in the dirt, scooped up by Shoji Naga as the count goes full at 3-2. First base is open, but Harbor is on third. De Los Santos on second with one out in the fifth. Payoff pitch coming to Palencia. Eddington needs a strike here to avoid loading the bases. Five on the clock as he deals. Fastball hit the other way, and it's a seeing eye single, beating the shift into right field. Throw coming in, and it's fielded by the catcher as Palencia drives in Harbor to cut the Threshers' lead to 7-5. RBI number 12 on the season for Palencia. 7-5 now the lead. That is the fifth run charge to Enrique Segura. And a big hole between first and second that the right-handed hitting catcher somehow found with his second hit of the game. So, now the tying run is on first base, and the go-ahead run, Owen Cobb, digs in with a ribby to his name already. He's 0-1 with a walk, and the Threshers still shifted for two with one out and a man on first and third. Fastball to the inside corner. It's an 0-1 count to Cobb, who takes the pitch for a strike. He got his first career RBI on a ground out back in the fourth inning as Tampa has put across runs, four runs to be exact, in each of the last two innings. 0-1 in the dirt, chested down by Shoji Naga, and the runners stay put on an even 1-1 count to Owen Cobb. 7-5 the score, 10 hits for the Tarpons, 5 for the Threshers, who have the game's only error. 1-1 the count, Threshers clinging to a two-run lead after breaking the game open with 5 in the fourth inning. And now have one out in the fifth inning with runners on the corners. Here's the 1-1. Fastball just misses low, and it's 2-1. De Los Santos on third, Palencia on first. He is the tying run here in the top of the fifth. 2-1 the count, 7-5 the score in favor of the Threshers. The 2-1, swing and a miss. A late swing by Cobb evens the count at 2-2. As a two-seamer at 95 from Jake Eddington. Two balls, two strikes. Short lead off of first now from Palencia. Five on the pitch clock as Eddington rocks and fires. 2-2, fastball low. Now it's 3-2. Palencia could take off on the payoff pitch. De Los Santos will remain on third. And it's a 3-2 count to Owen Cobb, same count where Palencia drove in a run in the last at bat. Three balls, two strikes, still just one out as the runner goes from first, but it doesn't matter as Eddington spikes the sinker in the dirt to load the bases with one out. Eighth batter of the inning coming up for the Tarpons, and he'll be up with the bases loaded. De Los Santos on third, Palencia on second, Cobb on first after drawing his second walk. And now the left-handed hitter, Marshall Toole, up to the plate. A walk in his last at-bat, but he's 0-2. Bases juice. Threshers shifted for two with Starlin Cabo holding the runner on second against the left-handed hitting Marshall Toole. First pitch. Breaking ball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count. Three runs across already in the inning for Tampa. Bases loaded, one out after the Threshers put up four in the fourth inning. Eddington deals. 1-0 fastball back up the middle. Cabo has it. He steps on second for one. Throw to first in time, and Starlin Cabo authors an inning-ending double play with the bases loaded and one out in the fifth inning. 6-3, and Cabo continues to impress in the field here in Clearwater. We'll take another look. Routine play, and he's just got a bullwhip of a right arm over to first base. Quick transfer and a quick end to the fifth inning after a long inning of work for the Threshers staff. Three more runs added to Tampa's ledger, but they trail the Threshers 7-5 at the halfway point in the middle of the fifth.
Echoes night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 on Tuesday nights. You can buy berm tickets, hot dogs, drinks, and more, all for just $1. Our next Dollar Tuesday is August 20th when the Threshers begin a six-game series against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch, presented by Top Notch Pest Control. So now the line is officially complete for Enrique Segura, as well as the Tarpon starter, Andrew Landry. Landry's in line for the loss with five runs in three innings of work. Segura also let up five runs on nine hits in four and a third innings. He can't get a decision. Landry, though, is in line for the loss as the Threshers lead at 7-5 as we start the bottom of the fifth inning with the heart of the Threshers' order. Saltabon, Tait, and Spikerman, a dangerous trio, all who have reached at least once so far today. Saltabon takes the first pitch fastball outside. It's a 1-0 count from Matt Given in for a second inning of work, which is pretty rare among rehabbing pitchers. 1-0 count to Saltabon, who reached base in the first inning with a three-run home run. He sends a high fly ball into shallow left center field. Arias called off by the center fielder, who can't hold on as he tries to make a diving play. Saltabon takes advantage, and he slides into second base with a leadoff double. Saltabon halfway to the cycle the hard way as he sends a pop-up to center into no man's land and takes advantage with his speed for a leadoff two-bagger. And we take another look. Tool made a great effort to try and get to that baseball, but that ball just blooped too far out in front of him into no man's land in center field. So a leadoff double for Saltabon. He's got a pair of extra base hits. And now Eduardo Tait up to the plate for the Threshers. Breaking ball low and away. It's a 1-0 count to Tait, who singled and scored back in the fourth inning. 12th double of the season has Saltabon on second. He leads the Threshers with 21 steals in 23 attempts. 1-0 to Tait, the Panamanian power hitter, who awaits the pitch out in front of the changeup, and it's 1-1. 23 pitches so far for Given, 14 for strikes for the right-hander. It's a 1-1 count to Tait, a walk and a knock so far for him. He got his first career home run as a Thresher against the Tarpons, banging one off the foul pole in the last game of the final road series between the two teams in the end of July. 1-2 now as he misses at the slider. Saltabon is being cautious on second base, short leads as he's being watched by Roderick Arias. One ball, two strikes, the count to Tait. Threshers lead by two in an offensive frenzy here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-2, fouled back, hammered off the railing in the Tarpons dugout, causing a couple Tarpons to duck away as the count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out here in the fifth inning. And the entire Threshers dugout, it seems, on the railing to watch Tait hit. 1-2 in the dirt, picked up on a bounce by Palencia. It is 2-2. And I remember during the first series or two of Eduardo Tait, overhearing some of the guys at batting practice talk about some of the younger crop of players that have joined the Threshers lately, and joking that Eduardo Tait, while he may have a baby face, he certainly doesn't hit like one. Fastball upstairs. Now the count goes full at 3-2. So you can already tell with some of the power that we've seen on display from Tait, these Threshers batters are impressed by the 17-year-old's ability to just mash baseballs. It's a full count to Tait now. Saltabon on second. Payoff pitch popped up, and that is behind home plate. The catcher is there. Palencia makes the grab on the foul pop for out number one. So Tait just underneath that breaking ball as he slices it in the field of play for out number one, and that'll be it for Matt Given as Tarpons manager James Cooper comes out of the dugout to make a call to the Tampa bullpen. Second time that a Tarpons pitcher is being replaced mid-inning as Matt Given finishes with an incomplete line as he would be responsible for Saltabon on second base. Given so far has allowed two runs on four hits. He's walked one in an inning and a third. New pitcher coming in for Tampa, and we will tell you who that is when we return with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning with Saltabon on second for the Threshers.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
John Spikerman will be the first Thresher to greet the newest Tarpons pitcher, Luis Pacheco, checking in against the Threshers for the first time this season. He comes in with a man on second, an inherited runner that would be charged to Matt Given if he comes across, as Spikerman swings and misses on the fastball to start off the day of Pacheco, 0-1. Saltabon on second base, 7-5 the lead for the Threshers in the bottom of the fifth inning. Clearwater with six hits, the Tarpons 10. 0-1 now to Spikerman. And the pitch. Fastball hammered foul down the left field line, and it's 0-2. Spikerman walked and scored in the fourth inning. He is 0-1 on the day after reaching the first four at-bats he had in yesterday's game and this series in his debut against Tampa. Career-high three hits after striking a career-high two the game before. High fly ball out to left field on the 0-2. Underneath it is De Los Santos. He reaches forward to make the grab for the second out in the fifth inning. So Saltabon remains on second on the fly out to left, and there are two gone for Joel Dragoo, who is 1-for-2 on the day with an RBI single in the fourth inning. His first career hit turned into his first career RBI, and a seventh rounder out of Presbyterian College. Now with a chance for another ribby, with Devin Saltabon having great speed on second base. Two down in the bottom fifth. Dragoo pops up the first pitch skyward, and it may be playable. Harbor making a run for it, but that bounces on the top of the Tarpons dugout on the first base side, and it ends up as a long strike one on the foul ball. So an 0-1 count to Dragoo. in his debut as a Thresher with another crop of 2024 draftees. Joel joined the Threshers yesterday, 21 years old, starting all but two games in his final two seasons at Presbyterian with just one error for a fielding percentage of .984 in the outfield. One ball, one strike to Joel now, with Saltabon taking a short lead off of second. The 1-1. High fly ball out to right field. Coming in is Montero. He quickly calls off the second baseman, reaches up to make the grab, and that will do it for the fifth inning. So a promising start to the frame for the Threshers after Saltabon's leadoff two-bagger, but the next three Threshers all fly out as we head to the sixth inning with Clearwater leading the Tarpons 7-5.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off nine innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights here at Bay Care Ballpark. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game over at the Tiki Bar. This week, DJ Filthy will be spinning a 90s-themed playlist after Friday's game. Gates will open at 5:30. For the 8:30 first pitch. Top of the sixth inning, 7-5 the score, and Jake Eddington on for his first inning of work after getting the final two outs of the fifth inning. He starts off Arias with a changeup, beginning the sixth inning with an 0-1 count. Arias is 2-for-3, two singles and a K in his first three at-bats of the ballgame. Now the 0-1 in the dirt, well picked by Shoji Naga, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Eddington, an Alabama transfer to Missouri State, injured in 2022 for transferring a little bit closer to home as Eddington from Elsinore in Missouri. 1-1, now 1-2 as Arias swings and tips the ball into the glove of Shoji Naga to bring the count down to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out in the top six. Here's the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Heater on the outside edge, and Jake Eddington pumps in the gas for a strikeout. The sixth of the game authored by Threshers pitching. Segura had five, and here is Eddington's first. Breaking ball to the outside edge, and a nasty pitch to fool Arias for the first out. Now Willie Montero up at the plate, led off the fifth with a knock as he takes a fastball that buzzes outside. It's a 1-0 count to the Tarpons right fielder. 7-5 lead for the Threshers in the top of the sixth inning with a 1-0 count and one out. Here's the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. 10 hits so far for the Tarpons, 6 hits an error for the Threshers, but it's Clearwater out ahead by two. They have led since the third inning, since the first inning when they took a 3-0 lead on the Saltabon homer as the sinker gets in for a strike, 1-2. Threshers have not trailed today. The game has been as close as one run And the Threshers have led by as much as 5. 2-2 now as the fastball misses outside to Willie Montero. He's 1-for-3 today. 2 ground outs, including a double play in the third, but he singled and scored to lead off the fifth. Now the 2-2. Fastball just misses low. And the count fills up against Willie Montero. One gone already in the sixth inning. 2-run lead for the Threshers in the top half of the frame. Full count to Montero. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Eddington sets from the stretch. Here's the payoff. Wave and a whiff. Strike 3. 96 on the gun. And the temperature of Bay Care Ballpark was raised with that heat from Jake Eddington as he struck out the first 2 batters swinging. And this one on a nasty fastball. Too little, too late from Willie Montero, and now there are 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning. Tyler Wilson up to the plate now, who reached in his first 2 ABs, walked a run and a double in the second, walk in the third, and he flied out to left in his last at bat as Eddington starts him off with a breaking ball that misses 1-0. 2 gone here in the top of the 6th inning, and the pitch outside and low. It's a 2-0 count to Tyler Wilson. Shoji Naga, Day, and Rosario leading off the 6th inning for the Threshers as Wilson taps the plate and readies for a 2-0 count. Eddington is set from the stretch, center of the rubber. He's got his sign from Shoji Naga. Sets up at the belt, now the kick and the pitch. 2-0, fastball right down the pipe, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, the count. Pitch. Fastball in for a strike, outside corner. And now we have an even 2 balls and 2 strike count. Two count, 2 outs. In the top of the 6th. Eddington trying to strike out the side. Here comes the 2-2. Just got a piece of it, and we stay alive as Wilson fouls off the 2-2. Two-two the count, 2 outs in the top of the 6th. The Eddington offering. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. 3 up, 3 down, 3 strikeouts for Jake Eddington as he sets down the Tarpons in order to finish off the top of the 6th inning. To Roderick Arias, he says good morning, then good afternoon to Willie Montero, and good night as he sends the heat past Tyler Wilson. 3 Ks in the 6th for Eddington. Threshers lead 7-5.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, at Threshers on X and TikTok. So make sure to follow the Clearwater Threshers on all social media platforms for some top-tier content. Cody Shoji Naga, unlucky as he checks his swing on a high fastball from Luis Pacheco that bumps the underside of the barrel for a strike on the foul tip. 0-1 to Shoji Naga, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of ground outs. The 0-1 fastball upstairs, and the count evens at one ball and one strike.
Hey, can you turn on the other light, please? Thank you.
1-1 to count, 2-run lead for the Threshers here in the bottom sixth. Now the pitch. Fastball low, and it's a 2-1 count to Shoji Naga. Grounded out to the shortstop and the pitcher in his two prior ABs after a really solid debut as the DH yesterday for the Threshers. Two walks, a run scored, and a single. His debut hit coming in the fifth inning. Fastball hits the outside edge, and the count is now 2-2 to Shoji Naga, the former Kansas Jayhawk. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that ball gets away from the catcher, but is quickly acquired by Palencia, who sends a looping throw to first just in time to get Shoji Naga on the drop third strike. And Luis Pacheco has his first punch out of the day. That'll bring up Brady Day, who walked and scored in the fourth inning. And the Kansas State Wildcat is 0-1 on the day. 10th rounder out of Kansas State. The Phillies also selected a teammate of Brady Day's. As an undrafted free agent last year, Wesley Moore, who starred for the Threshers and won the June Pitcher of the Month award for the Philadelphia Phillies. Day takes a fastball low, but it's a called strike, so an 0-1 count to Brady. Walked on five pitches in his last at-bat and ended up scoring. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss over the top of the slider, and it's 0-2. One gone in the bottom six. Two-run lead for the Threshers with Day at the dish, 0-1. Pacheco deals. Swing and a miss. Day out in front of the sinker, and he is down on three straight strikes. Jake Eddington struck out all three in the sixth, and Luis Pacheco is one out away from doing the same. So two gone, and Guillermo Rosario riding a five-game on-base streak now after his best series as a Thresher in Lakeland. Takes a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. He's 0-for-2 today. Drove in a run with a single in the fourth inning. His fourth of the season, 0-1. Fastball inside, now it's 0-2. Rosario, the first baseman, spent most of the year in the Florida Complex League, where he had four homers and 27 RBIs. 0-2 the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Pacheco follows suit. Eddington strikes out the side in the top of the sixth, and Pacheco strikes out the side in the bottom of the sixth. Threshers down in order as we head to the seventh, with Clearwater leading Tampa 7-5.
The Clearwater Threshers invite Minor League Baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Relive your favorite Threshers memories on Friday, September 6th, as we take a look back at the summer with special graphics and music in a tribute to the greatest fans in baseball. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch as the Threshers take on the St. Lucie Mets. It is hard to believe that we're at that point of the year with the season almost over. Threshers, though, have some postseason play to prepare for as they won the first half championship in the West Division. Jake Eddington starts off the second with a seventh of a fastball for a strike on Hans Montero, 0-1. The Tarpons, 7.5 games out of first place. So tough sledding for them to get the privilege of playing the Threshers in the playoffs with home games on the 12th and 13th of September here in Bay Care Ballpark, the 13th game three of a three-game series if necessary. 0-2 the count as Montero fouls off a fastball. Two Ks and an RBI single for Hans, part of the 7-5 lead for the Clearwater Threshers. Now the 0-2. Fastball just missing outside, and a count 1-2 to Hans Montero. Parks Harbor, Joe De Los Santos, the next two up in the seventh as Eddington sets up in the 1-2. From the stretch, he fires home. Fouled away. That one's going to clear the roof and land in the parking lot. Two balls and two strikes. Now the count. Or sorry, one ball and two strikes. Still the count. Eddington has pitch number 35 in his pocket. He deals. Montero grounds one to third. Picked on a pair of hops by Day. High throw to first. Pulls Rosario off the bag. But the errant throw will not move Montero up an extra base. He'll stay at first on the E5 as the leadoff man reaches on an error to start off the seventh inning for Tampa. Just the second error committed by the Threshers today as we take another look. And Day knew that he had to speed up his throw with Montero hustling down the first base line, but he put a little too much mustard on it and sent it well clear of the glove of Guillermo Rosario. So second error of the game for the Threshers sets up a double play shift for the right-handed hitting Parks Harbor, who's reached in each of his first three appearances at the plate. But he's 1-for-2 as he reached on the Threshers' first error back in the second. He takes a fastball low. It's a 1-0 count. And Eddington has now thrown 36 pitches with 21 over for strikes. 1-0 the count now to Harbor, with Montero leading off first. Eddington checks, and he picks him off unsuccessfully on the move to first base. 1-0 the count to Harbor. Runs when each of the times he has reached safely today on a walk and a knock in the fourth and fifth. Howard ground ball up the middle for a base hit. Picked up by Nori as Montero will stop at second as Dante Nori sends the throw in to short on hit number 11 of the day for the Tampa Tarpons. 11 hits to 6 in favor of Tampa. Threshers lead 7-5 with Parks Harbor becoming the tying run on his second single of the day. Back-to-back knocks for Parks. He's on first, Hans Montero on second, and Joe De Los Santos at the dish following the mound visit of Gustavo Armas. Let's take a look at the Phillies system while the mound visit commences. Big score change in Reading as the Fighting Phils lead the New Hampshire Fisher Cats 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning for the AA affiliate of the Phillies. Lehigh Valley tied with Worcester on the road. They're out hitting the Woo Sox 5-3, but the score remains tied at 1 through 5.5 in Massachusetts. Winston-Salem, led by former Thresher William Bergoya, charging into Shoretown with a 1-0 lead. Aiden Miller leading off the bottom of the sixth inning over in Lakewood. So now the catcher calling out the signs. Cody Shojinaga giving the singles to his infield with the first two reaching in the seventh after the mound visit from Gustavo Armas. Joe De Los Santos up at the plate, 1-for-2, with two hits sandwiched by a strikeout in the fourth inning. Slider misses. It's a 1-0 count to Joe, who doubled in a run back in the fifth inning. The count. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, and that is called a strike, and it's 1-1. Montero on second, Harbor on first. Nobody out in the seventh inning with a go-ahead run at the dish in the form of Joe De Los Santos. He's got a 1-1 count on him, and here's the pitch from Eddington. Cut on and missed, and pitch number 40 is by the swinging bat of the Tarpons left fielder to bring the count down to 1-2. 3 Ks all coming in the last inning for Eddington. By the first to reach here in the seventh, Eddington checks on Montero at second base. A second look, and he fires home. This one, soft line drive, back up the middle, and a base hit. Norrie has it. Montero waved around third. Throw coming home. High throw, not in time. As the bounce slows up the roll, allowing Montero to score and put the Tarpons back within one. Harbor to second, back-to-back knocks for the Tarpons, and Joe De Los Santos has his second RBI of the evening. Threshers have a righty in the pen after the curveball was smacked into center field for the ribby single by Joe De Los Santos. His second career RBI. The Threshers' lead now is 7-6 with nobody out in the seventh and the go-ahead run on first. Manuel Palencia has back-to-back hits, including an RBI for the Tarpons, driving in a run in the fifth inning. He is 2-for-3 on the day with a flyout in the second inning. Nobody out. Two aboard, and here's the pitch. Fastball in for a strike. It's 0-1. Palencia, 284 hitter now, 12th RBI of the season, his second against the Threshers. He's got two runners aboard and an 0-1 count as Eddington deals. Fastball, very late swing, and it's 0-2. Eddington excels at getting ahead of the count as Palencia calls time in between the 0-2 offering. Harbor on second, De Los Santos on first. A run already across for the Tarpons, who have scored each of the last three runs with a three-run fifth. Threshers haven't scored since the four-run fourth inning as the athletic trainer comes out to check on the batter, Palencia, who was leaning pretty heavily on the bat after that last late swing. And the trainer, Jordan Gastola, out having a chat with Manuel Palencia, looking at his left hand. Runners on first and second for the Tarpons. Threshers have a righty loosening in the bullpen as Jake Eddington has gone an inning and two-thirds. One unearned run allowed on the RBI single by De Los Santos. He's got the Threshers ahead by one. Palencia will step back into the right-hander's batter's box. No need of a substitution. He's down 0-2. Fastball lifted high in the air and foul down the right field line. We'll do it again at 0-2. Harbor on second, De Los Santos on first. One run already across before an out has been recorded in the seventh to bring the score to 7-6 in favor of the Threshers. Eddington scans the runners, taking a long look at second before he rocks and deals. And a weak grounder or back up the middle. Eddington backhanded, only play at first. Rifles the throw in, and Rosario makes the catch for out number one. Threshers were looking for a double play ball, but Palencia just squibbed a little grounder down the third base line for the out. And a de facto sacrifice on the grounder up the middle. Eddington was the closest man to it, and nothing he could do but try and get Palencia at first base. So now the infield is in for the Threshers with a tying run and go-ahead run in scoring position for the Tampa Tarpons. 7-6 the lead for Clearwater with one out in the seventh. First pitch fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to Owen Cobb. He's drawn two walks, but is 0-for-1 with an RBI ground out that came back in the fourth inning. Two hits and an error in the inning to put runners aboard for the Tarpons. Harbor on third, De Los Santos on second. Now the 1-0. Not sure where that missed, but the slider bit inside, and it's a 2-0 count. Marty Malloy again waiting on the top step of the Threshers' dugout. In a tenuous situation with two in scoring position for the Tarpons. 2-0. Check swing, looks like he went, and the appeal says no from Austin Machak, so it's 3-0 to Owen Cobb. This may be the last batter Eddington faces, and he's got a 3-0 count as he's pushing 50 pitches. 3-0 the count, one gone in the top seventh. The pitch from Ennington. Fastball on the inside corner, and it's 3-1. Three one the count, two on, infield in for the Threshers with one gone in the seventh. Eddington scans the runners and fires. Fastball, bouncer to second base. Saltabon dives, but he can't get there. Tie ball game. One run will score as Dre Gu keeps De Los Santos on third as the RBI single from Owen Cobb ties the game at seven. In the game, the Threshers led by as much as five runs. That ball just hung over the middle for Cobb to drill it out to right field. Two runs in the seventh have us in a tie game, so Marty Malloy will go to his bullpen. Go-ahead run on third for the Tarpons, and this game is tied at seven as the Threshers bring in a new pitcher to replace Jake Eddington when we return. 7-7 the score, one out, and two on at the top of the seventh.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Drew Garrett is the new pitcher for the Threshers, coming in with the go-ahead run on third base. Top of the seventh, 7-7 score, and one out in the frame with the Threshers shifted for two. Fastball outside, and it's a 1-0 count to start off Drew Garrett's day, beginning with a fastball outside to Marshall Tool. Garrett is in his 25th appearance for the Threshers, 1-2 record, 5 saves in 32 innings, 3.38 ERA. Runner goes, fastball upstairs, and Caba pulls himself off the bag to try and prevent De Los Santos from heading home. Owen Cobb takes the steal, and now the possibility of a conventional double play is wiped away. To 2-0 count to Tool as the fastball missed up before Cobb took off for second. 2-0 the count with a third steal for Cobb, landing him on the second base. Threshers infield pushes in. 2-0 the count in the top seventh as Garrett deals. Fastball upstairs. Now it's 3-0. Last thing he wants to do is load up the bases, though it could prompt an inning-ending double play, as the last double play turned by the Threshers was actually hit off the bat of Marshall Tool with the bases loaded in the fifth inning. 3-1 now as the slider settles in for a strike. One of three pitches offered by the former Missouri Tiger. Fastball, slider, and a curve for the 24-year-old Garrett. 3-1 the count, and Garrett rocks and deals. Fastball upstairs, and the bases are loaded. Second walk issued to Marshall Tool. It's just the sixth walk allowed to the Tarpons. Roderick Arias now coming up with the bases loaded. The Threshers will shift back for the double play towards the first base side as Arias is hitting lefty switch hitter against the righty Gary. Tool on first, Cobb on second, De Los Santos on third. Two runs already across for Tampa, and the fastball misses up to Arias, 1-0 the count. Two singles to start off Arias' day, followed by two strikeouts in each of his last two at-bats. He's 2-for-4. Now facing a 1-0 count as Garrett rocks and fires. Curveball upstairs. Now it's 2-0, and Garrett having trouble finding the strike zone. And there is no place to put Roderick Arias. The base is full of Tarpons and just one out in the top of the seventh inning. There has been no shortage of offense in this game, though. Threshers with 7 runs on 6 hits. Tampa 7 on 13. And for the second straight at bat, it's a 3-0 count entered into by Drew Garrett. Now he is in danger to walk in a run. Base is already loaded with De Los Santos, the go-ahead run on third. 3-0. Ball 4, and the Tarpons take the lead. Tough way to lose a lead that the Threshers have enjoyed since a 3-run homer in the first inning. And now Gustavo Armas will come out to talk to Garrett with the walked-in run charged to Jake Eddington, now in line for the loss. Owen Cobb moves to third, Arias to first, Tool to second, as Armas comes out with the catcher, Cody Shojinaga, to have a chat with Drew Garrett. Base is still loaded with one out for Willie Montero, who scored on a single in the fifth inning, but struck out in his last at bat. So Montero is 1-for-4. He did ground into a double play back in the third inning. And that's how the Threshers are shifted, with Guillermo Rosario playing slightly in at first base. Saltaban and Caba pinched up the middle. First pitch upstairs on the slider, and it's a 1-0 count to Montero. Make that 6 straight balls from Drew Garrett. The count. Fastball cut on and missed as Montero can't touch the heater from Garrett, 1-1. Threshers already with another righty warming. Tarpons with a similar situation. It looks like a righty is getting loose in their pen, but it's hard to say for sure. 1-1. Swing and a miss as Montero goes after another high fastball, 1-2. I think he watched too much of that clip of Bobby Witt's home run last night, who hit a pitch over 4 inches above home plate, out for a home run. And Montero was going after two high fastballs in a row from Garrett. 1-2 the count. Threshers in desperate need of an out here with one gone in the seventh. The pitch, curveball outside, and it's 2-2. One run already walked in, 3 runs across as the Tarpons have bridged a 5-run gap to take a 1-run lead, 8-7. Here in the seventh inning. The 2-2 just missing outside, and now the count is full, and that is a tough pitch to call a ball on a 2-2 count with a loaded set of bases. Big pitch coming in from Garrett, trying to avoid his second bases loaded walk. Payoff pitch, wave and a whiff, strike 3. And too far going off of first base is the runner, and an exceptional heads-up play by Cody Shojinaga. And he gets the runner out at first base. Cody Shojinaga with a pickoff at second after Garrett muscles up for the fastball. Going off on the pitch was Roderick Arias, and he was caught getting back to first on a heads-up play, a back pick from Shojinaga. So the Threshers trail by a run. Score now 8-7 heading into the bottom seventh.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Our next home game is tomorrow, August 15th, when the Threshers take on the Tampa Tarpons. Gates home to 5:30 for a 6:30 first pitch. And Starlin Caba takes the first pitch from Chris Keene for ball number one to lead off the bottom of the seventh. And if you just gave up a lead, you want your leadoff man coming up in the following frame, and that's who the Threshers have, is Starlin Caba. Fouls off a fastball to make it a 1-1 count. 8-7 now the score. Threshers have led by as much as 5 tonight. But Tampa taking the lead with 3 runs in the 7th inning. Chris Keene coming into the game for the Tarpons. Has a 1-1 count on Caba, who fouls off another fastball, 1-2. 3 straight fastballs from Keene, who makes his first appearance against the Threshers. It's a 1-2 count to Caba. Nori and Saltaban up next for Clearwater. Keene, in his 4th relief appearance, has Caba to ground out to second base as Hans Montero scoops up the hard grounder and throws it to first for out number 1. That's the 3rd inning complete for Chris Keene after getting the first out in this inning. Keene, 2 2/3 innings in his first 3 appearances. 2 hits allowed, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Still has yet to allow a run in his pro career. The Threshers hoping to break that streak as they trail by 1 here in the 7th. 1 out for Dante Nori. First rounder from the Phillies this past draft as Nori skies a fastball foul, 0-1. 2 ground outs, but Nori has reached base and provided at least 1 run in each of his first 2 games. He walked in the first, scoring on the Saltaban home run after he got his first professional hit yesterday with a 2 RBI single. 0-1 the count to Nori, and the breaking ball skips in the dirt, kicks back to the backstop, and it's 1-1. That's where you really would have liked to have Caba on base, because he would have advanced up to either second or third, depending on if he had stolen a base by now. 1-1 the count to Nori, who is due for a knock after 2 straight groundouts. And this ball hammered deep to left field. Sprinting is De Los Santos, and that's going to bounce up off the wall. Nori has his first extra base hit, and he rounds second, heading for third. Throw comes in, pulls the third baseman off the bag, and it's a 1-out triple for Dante Nori. In back-to-back days, the top 2 picks in the Phillies draft class in 24 earn themselves their first career triple as Dante Nori takes one the other way and runs all the way to third to put the tying run 90 feet from home plate. Tough on the pickup from De Los Santos, but Nori flashing his great speed as he gives the Threshers a chance to tie the game with 1 out and himself on third base. Devin Saltaban at the dish for the Threshers with the infield in for Tampa. Salty takes a curve for a called strike 1. 2 extra base hits already for Saltaban. 3-run jack in the first inning and a double in the 5th. tying his career high with three ribbies. Another one would tie this game as he takes the slider outside, evening the count at 1-1. Hit number 7 for the Threshers is a triple from Dante Norte. He is now on third with the Tarpons infield in. Middle infielders towing the infield grass. 1-1. Saltaban slices the slider foul, and it's 1-2. Defensive swing from Saltaban as that looked like it was borderline on the edge of the strike zone. But Salty keeps the at-bat alive at 1-2. A three-run homer in each of the past two nights for Saltaban. Both of the dingers landing on the right field berm. And he's got a 1-2 count to work with. Saltaban will take time out. He's back in. 1-2 the count. And Keene rocks and fires. Upstairs, and Saltaban avoids the high heat. And a great play behind the plate from Palencia to save a run on what could have been a wild pitch. 2-2, 1 out. Threshers trail by 1 in the bottom of the 7th. 7 on the pitch clock, the 2-2. Saltaban pops this up in a foul territory down the right field line, and it goes into the seats, keeping the count at 2-2. Nori was ready to tag with a right fielder that would have been questionable, but certainly looked like it had the distance had that ball been caught by Willie Montero. 2-2, 1 out. Saltaban looking to find some outfield grass to put the runner home. The 2-2. Takes it again the other way to right field. Will it fall? It will, but in foul ground. 2 from Saltaban just teetering on that right field foul line. On the edge of giving the Threshers a tie game once again. Saltaban, did he do that on purpose? I don't know if he just, I don't know if Saltaban just stood the bat up on the plate, but I think Dante Norte just put the bat right up on there for Saltaban to just pick up and go. Now he has done that. Count still at 2-2 with Norte back on third. Keene deals. Another fly ball. This one, no chance of being fair. Third straight pitch knocked foul by Saltaban. 2 that were on the edge of fair or foul down that right field line from Saltaban. We'll see what he can do with another 2-2. Weakly tapped off the plate. Still foul, so Saltaban stays alive as he is looking for his pitch to try and bring Norrie home. 8-7 the lead for the Tarpons, but the Threshers have 2 to work with one gone in the inning and a runner on third. 2-2 the count to Saltaban, trying to tie this game. The 2-2. High fly ball out to shallow right field. Might not be deep enough for Norrie, but he's ready to tag. It's caught by the second baseman, and Norrie will head back to first, ending the threat of a sacrifice. So a pop out for Saltaban. And there are 2 gone now for the power-hitting Eduardo Taillé. And any batter coming up with a runner on is going to be the tying run in a one-run ball game. But it doesn't seem to matter what the score is. If Eduardo Taillé is at the plate, there is a chance for a run to be scored. He has massive power. 3 homers already. The 2 of them he has hit here at BayCare Ballpark have gone over the wall behind the berm in right field, including one directly over the Belcher bingo sign next to the right field foul pole. So Taillé, enormous power, and the Tarpons have already seen a snippet of Taillé's power. He hit the top of the foul pole on the final Sunday in July for his first home run as a Thresher in the final game of the Threshers series in Tampa. So now Taillé, who is 1-for-2 on the day at the dish, takes a fastball low to start off the count 1-0. But Taillé doesn't need a home run, just needs to put the ball in the outfield a single would do just fine. Hard ground ball, sliding stop at second by Montero. He whips it to first, and the Threshers cannot bring the runner home after the one-out triple. 4-3 ground out to Tai. Norrie stranded on third base after the triple. Threshers get a hit, but leave a runner stranded. And the score remains 8-7 in favor of the Tarpons heading into the eighth.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Stick around post-game this Saturday night for the best fireworks show in town. Gates will open at 5:30 for a 6:30 p.m. first pitch, presented by Little Greek Fresh Grill. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a hero. Threshers need a hero as they trail by one in the top of the eighth inning, as Tyler Wilson started off the fastball for a strike from Drew Garrett. 8-7 the lead for Tampa. 13 hits to the Threshers, 7. Clearwater, the game's only 2 errors, as the fastball bounces out of Shoji Naga's glove, evening the count at 1-1, as the ball missed high anyway to Tyler Wilson. A double run and a walk in his first two at-bats. In his last two ABs, Wilson has flied out and struck out swinging. Now the 1-1 from Garrett. Fastball in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Wilson, Montero, and Harbor to lead off the eighth inning for the Tarpons. They have now scored 6 unanswered runs since the Threshers' 4-run fourth inning. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball hammered high and deep out to right field. Going back and playing that off the wall is Dre Gu. He's going to fire it into the cutoff man as Wilson stands up at second with his second double of the game. And another one that was dangerously close to leaving the yard. Looked eerily similar to Caba's single. That would have been a double had two more runners not been in front of him on the base paths. And Dre Gu did a nice job holding that to two bases for Tyler Wilson as he played that one off the wall like he's been here all season. Second leadoff double of the game for Tyler Wilson as he gets a two-hit outing, as Hans Montero now up at the plate with a man on second. Late swing on the high heat, and it's an 0-1 count. And it looked like the pitch would have been a strike anyway from Garrett. Montero reached on an error and scored an unearned run in the seventh. He also drove in a run and scored on a single in the fifth. He is 1-for-4 with 2 Ks. 0-1. Popped up high in the air. Short run by Rosario. He'll let that go quickly as that ball clangs off the railing of the suites and into the concourse on the first base side to bring the count down to 0-2. Bullpens are clear out and left. An 0-2 count on Montero with a man on second and no one out in the top of the eighth inning. Garrett checks the second base bag and he deals. Curveball just missing outside. Count 1-2. Close play from Garrett. Almost a strike, as he struck out 28 batters in 14 innings in his senior year in high school. The only year he played high school ball. He ended up as a state championship finalist. One ball, two strikes. I thought that strike three, and I think the umpire forgot the count for the second straight game, but it's quickly remedied, and Montero is called out on strike three. Drew Garrett noticed it and quickly pointed out to the home plate umpire Tyler Vandewater that it's a strike after a very unenthusiastic strike three call. And Montero trying to avoid the inevitable as long as he could. So one gone, and a first pitch fastball whizzes upstairs by Parks Harbor. 1-0 the count to him. He's technically reached base each time he's come up to the plate, but he is 2-for-3 as he reached on an error in the second inning. Scored each of his last three times up for the Tarpons. They now lead by one, and the 1-0 is cut on and missed. Underneath the fastball is Harbor. It's 1-1. One out, one runner on second for the Tarpons as they lead the Threshers 8-7 with three runs in the fifth and three more in the seventh. Man on second with one gone in the top of the eighth is Garrett. Sets up with five on the pitch clock from the stretch. Glances at second and deals. Fastball in the dirt. Well blocked by Shoji Naga, holding Wilson on second, but it's a 2-1 count to Parks Harbor. 8-7 the lead, 14 hits to 7 in favor of the Tarpons. Threshers with two errors, Tampa without one so far. We're in the top of the eighth inning. One-run lead for the Tarpons after trailing by as much as 5 and staying behind for much of the game. 2-1, popped straight up. Should stay on the infield as Rosario is called off by Saltaban. Standing on the dirt next to first, Saltaban makes the grab on the pop fly for the second out of the eighth inning. Two gone now for Joe De Los Santos, who's driven in a run in each of his last two at-bats. He's 3-for-4 with a double pair of singles and a run scored. 8-7 is the lead as De Los Santos getting a run in his last at-bat. Two outs, man on second. Saltaban holding Wilson on as Garrett's fastball misses upstairs to De Los Santos. It's 1-0. Two RBIs on the season and in this game for De Los Santos. Tenth rounder by the Yankees in last year's draft. 1-0. Fastball just missing. And the count is 2-0. 2-0 the count, two outs, man on second. One run separates the Tarpons from the Threshers as a righty begins to get loose in Tampa's bottom half of the left field bullpen. 2-0 count. Fastball up and in, and it's 3-0. The count, man on second with two outs. Garrett trying to escape this inning unscathed. 3-0. Fastball just above the letters, and that is ball number four. Four-pitch walk puts De Los Santos on first with Tyler Wilson remaining on second and two outs as we get a better look at the right-hander loosening up in the Tampa bullpen. And speaking of the bullpen, looks like the Threshers are making a move to theirs. Drew Garrett will be met on the mound by the Threshers infield and manager Marty Malloy, as he will give the ball to a new pitcher for the final out of the eighth inning. New pitcher coming on for the Threshers. They trail by one with two aboard after an inning and third of Drew Garrett. We'll give you his incomplete line and the new pitcher for the Threshers when we return.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baker Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket.
John Henriquez, the new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers, back after leading the Florida State League in wins last year. In 30 games, he won 14. He has thrown his last two outings without allowing a run in 2 2/3 innings. 3 Ks and a hit and a walk allowed in his last outing against Lakeland in their first win of the series last Wednesday. First pitch bounces out of the glove of Shoji Naga, who gets to it quick enough to curb the thoughts of Tyler Wilson from heading to third base. It's a 1-0 count now to the pinch hitter, Josue Gonzalez. Should be a straight swap. As we take a look at the stats of John Henriquez on the season, 2-1 record with a 2.70 ERA in his 15th outing, 23rd and third innings pitched. 1-0, foul tip into the mitt of Shoji Naga. Count evens at 1-1. So Manuel Palencia's day is done. 2-for-4 with an RBI as he's replaced by Josue Gonzalez, the catcher in last night's loss for Tampa, who was 0-for-2, hit by a pitch to reach base the only time. Now the 0-2, fastball upstairs, and it is a 1-2 count. So it's even more likely that the Tarpons will bring in a new pitcher for the bottom of the eighth inning, leading by one. Two on, two outs, 1-2 to Gonzalez as Henriquez scans the runners and deals. Sliced foul behind the plate. We stay at 1-2. Henriquez earned a Jersey Shore call-up around a year ago today, actually, mid-August. Him and Wen Kuipon were sent up to the Jersey Shore Blue Claws in Henriquez's third year as a pro. He started on the injured list and was returned to the Threshers, who were in need of bullpen arms. 1-2, fastball upstairs, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners aboard, and a one-run lead for the Tarpons in the top of the eighth inning. Threshers trying to get out of the eighth unscathed and get themselves another chance to tie it like they had in the last inning. Henriquez looks over at second and fires. 2-2, hit on the ground right to the shortstop, Caba, who scoops it up, flips it to second for the easy way out of the eighth inning. 6-4 fielder's choice. That would have been two if there was one fewer out, but the Threshers get out of the inning without a run aboard. One hit, no errors, two men left as the score stays at 8-7. Threshers looking to change that when we head to the bottom of the eighth.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need. The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on threshersbaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. John Spikerman leads off the eighth for the Threshers, taking on Chris Keene of the Tarpons in an inning where the Threshers are looking to do some damage as they trail by one in a game they have led for most of the way. 8-7 currently the score. Three runs in the fifth and seventh for Tampa turn the score upside down as Spikerman will head to first base. And the first pitch of Keene's eighth inning gets Spikerman on, I believe, the left knee. No trainer will exit the Threshers dugout. And now the tying run is aboard with very good speed over on first base. Spikerman continues to find his way on base, but this one in an uncomfortable one. That might have skipped off both of his kneecaps. Even if hit just one, that can't feel good as Spikerman is checked back to first unsuccessfully on the pickoff attempt by Keene. Now Joel Drégout, another outfielder selected by the Phillies in the 2024 draft. Drégout has already driven in a run today. First pitch, fastball misses upstairs. It's a 1-0 count. Joel is 1-for-3 on the day. Ribby single and a run in the fourth inning. Spikerman was 2-for-2 in stolen bases yesterday and 1-for-1 in five games against the Tarpons, or against the Flying Tigers. 1-0 turns to 1-1 as the fastball evens the count, getting the inside part of the plate for a strike. Threshers trail by one. Spikerman check back to first as Chris Keene is very mindful of where Spikerman is on the base paths, not wanting the Threshers to steal any extra momentum and put a man in scoring position without an out in the eighth inning. Runner thought about it, and the throw is back to first base. Spikerman thought better of the stolen base, and he heads back to first safely on the back pick from Josue Gonzalez, officially confirming the change from Manuel Palencia. It's a 2-1 count to Drégout. Seventh rounder out of Presbyterian College. The 2-1. Hit on a line out to center field. Sprinting but not going to get there is Toole, and it's a base hit for Drégout. First career game, first career multi-hit affair for Joel Drégout, joining the likes of fellow 2024 draftees Carter Matheson and Carson DiMartino with a two-hit game in his first career professional contest. So now the tying run is in scoring position with Spikerman moving to second and Joel Drégout the go-ahead run on first with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. And time is called for a mound visit as Josue Gonzalez comes up to have a quick chat with Chris Keene. Cody Shojinaga up at the plate for the Threshers. Their catcher, as Josue Gonzalez, the Tarpons catcher, avoids the umpire coming out to get him. And he'll head back to end the mound visit. So Drégout on first with a single. Eighth hit of the game for the Threshers. Spikerman on second. Nobody out for Cody Shojinaga, who got a hit yesterday in a 1-for-2 contest. Fastball upstairs, and it's 1-0. Shojinaga, though, two ground outs and a K so far today. He is 0-for-3. Shojinaga went to the University of Kansas before he was selected by the Phillies with a sixth-round pick in this year's draft. 1-0, fastball on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Shojinaga hit well over 300 in each of his first two seasons at KU. Started all 54 games he played in 2024 with a .335 average, five homers, and 46 RBIs. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball low, landing above the feet of Shojinaga, and it's 2-1. 25 pitches now for Keene, 16 over for strikes in an inning and change. He's got two aboard with nobody out in the eighth. The 2-1. Fastball upstairs, now it's 3-1. Brady Day on deck for the Threshers. And still a righty loosening in the Tarpons' pen. They do have a couple of lefties available. Raphaelini Var, actually the only healthy lefty in the Tampa bullpen. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Sojinaga laid on the heater, and the count goes full. Now, this is where things will get interesting. Spykerman is the best runner on the bases for the Threshers. Dre Gu has some speed over at first, but we could see a double steal with a full count to Sojinaga. We'll just see how aggressive the Threshers are looking to get, trailing by a run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Payoff pitch, runner stay put. Sojinaga pops up the 3-2 into shallow right center field. Willie Montero calls everybody off, makes the catch for out number one in the eighth inning. Threshers had a runner on third with one out in the last inning. Couldn't plate the runner. They cannot afford to make that mistake again here in the eighth inning. But Brady Day will be greeted by a new pitcher. As he steps in the batter's box, James Cooper steps out of the Tarpons' dugout to pull Chris Keene from the ballgame. He did not allow a run, but would be charged with one if either of the two base runners come across here in the eighth inning. It's a tight ball game here in Threshersville. 8-7 the lead for the Tarpons, but the Threshers two on with one out in the bottom of the eighth when we return.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Brady Day with two runners aboard against Aaron Nixon, one of the most utilized relievers for the Tarpons, who has gotten the chance at starts a couple of times, including once against the Threshers. 1-0 to Day now as he takes a breaker from Nixon low for a ball. Spykerman on second. Dre Gu on first. The Threshers trailing by one with one gone in the bottom eighth. The pitch to Day. Chopper foul down the first base line, and the count evens at 1-1. Nixon on the season has now entered into his 35th game more than any other Tarpons pitcher this year. He's 3-2 with a 4.42 ERA, 55 innings of work for the right-hander. Opponents hitting 188 against the righty. Two on and one out, 1-1 the count to Brady Day. Nixon deals. Breaking ball low, it's 2-1. Time called as we'll get a new baseball for Josue Gonzalez. 2-1 today. Nixon, seven now appearances of his 35 against the Threshers. So one-fifth of his season has been spent throwing against Clearwater, where Nixon is 3-0 with a 2.79 ERA in 9 2/3 innings of work. He has allowed three runs, though, all earned. 2-1 coming today. Nixon deals. Fastball inside, and now it's 3-1. In danger of loading the bases here to the Threshers' third baseman, who's drawn a walk and scored already, but he is 0-2. 2-1 with one out in the eighth. Dragoo is the go-ahead run on first. Tying run Spikerman is on second. 3-1 now. Here's the pitch. High chopper over to first base. Second for one. Arias to first, and Day beats it out as Nixon falls to the splits to try and get the double. But Dragoo is out at second on the fielder's choice. It goes 3-6, and Day remains on first base. So two gone now, tying run at third base for the second consecutive inning. And Guillermo Rosario trying to bring him home. He's already driven in one run today, a ribby single in the fourth inning, but he's 1-for-3. Day on first, now he is the go-ahead run. Spikerman on third with two outs. Rosario swings behind a slider. It's 0-1. Five game on base streak for Guillermo, reaching in all four games he played against the Lakeland Flying Tigers last week in Lakeland. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Now it's 0-2. 8-7 lead for Tampa. They took the lead in the seventh after the Threshers had led since a Devin Saltabon home run in the first inning. 0-2 the count, two outs and two on here in the eighth. Nixon deals, breaking ball inside, but it's a called strike three. And that will end the eighth inning. Threshers strand two. They do get one hit, but a questionable strike three call sends us to the ninth. Threshers trailing by one.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
John Enriquez back out for the ninth, facing Cobb, Toole, and Arias in a game the Threshers trail by one. Upstairs fastball starts off the nine-hitter for the Tarpons with a 1-0 count. Cobb drove in the tying run in the seventh inning, stole a base, and he has driven in two runs today. He's also walked twice, and he's 1-for-2. 1-0, fastball right down the pipe, and 10th pitch of the night for Enriquez evens the count at 1-1. Enriquez, a 14-1 record for the Threshers last year, a decision in half of his relief outings for Clearwater. 1-1, breaking ball low, and it's a 2-1 count to Owen Cobb. A four-pitch mix for Enriquez, four-seam fastball, changeup, slider, and a cutter. He's only started playing baseball in his teen years, and he was signed by the Phillies in 2022. Fastball inside. Count evens at 2-2 in the called strike to Cobb. 14 hits, 8 runs for the Tarpons. 7 hits, 7 runs, 8 hits for the Threshers with 2 errors. 2-2. Weakly grounded foul. Fielded in the coach's box by the Tarpons' third base coach, Michael Hernandez. So Cobb will grab the stick as he gets some pine tar and gets ready to go. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the leadoff man here in the top of the 9th inning as the Tarpons try to seal this comeback and the Threshers try to hold it at 1. Swing and a miss, and that's strike 3. High fastball gets Cobb to go as Henriquez gets his first punch out on the evening. Drew Garrett was the pitcher before Henriquez. He had 2 punchies, and this one by Henriquez is the 11th of the night for the Threshers, climbing the ladder with the fastball to get the swinging strike 3. Now Marshall Tool up to the plate, walked in the 7th inning, and he has walked twice but is 0-for-3, including a ground ball into a double play back in the 5th. It's a 1-0 count to start off. Tool's at bat with a fastball missing at 95. From Henriquez. 1-0. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. No appeal needed. Three-quarter swing there from Marshall Tool, who walked in his last appearance. Garrett did not allow an earned run. He did allow an inherited run to score in inning the 3rd. 3 walks and 2 strikeouts as Tool pounds the ball into the ground, goes to 2nd, and Saltabon picks it up, sends it to 1st for out number 2. 2 gone as Tool bounces out. Roderick Arias with a go-ahead RBI walk back in the 7th inning against Drew Garrett, who preceded Henriquez. Team leading 57th ribby of the season for Arias, who is 2-for-4 with 2 Ks. 2 outs in the 9th, the pitch, fastball right down the pipe, and it's 0-1 on a called strike to Arias. 8-7 the lead for the Tarpons. 3-run 7th bridged a gap that had been shrinking and shrinking since the 4-run 4th. The 0-1. Fastball low, and it's 1-1. Arias singled in the 1st inning, and he was thrown out trying to stretch that single into a double. Then he singled in the 3rd, struck out swinging in the 4th and 6th before the RBI walk in the 7th, and he ended the 7th on a caught stealing. Pop fly foul, and it's 1-2. A 1-2-3 ninth would go a long way for the Threshers, who send up the top of their order in the 9th inning to likely face Aaron Nixon, who came in after an inning and a 3rd scoreless of Chris Keene, who allowed 2 hits but did not allow a run. Keene in line for the victory. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the top of the 9th. Arias is set as Henriquez toes the rubber on the first base side, and he sets up the 1-2. Fastball hammered on a line out to left center field. Norrie on the run. He's undercut by Spikerman, who makes the call and the catch for the final out in the 9th inning. The Threshers get what they need from Henriquez, a 1-2-3 9th inning. 1 run to tie, 2 runs to walk it off as the Threshers trail 8-7, heading into the bottom 9th.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club, with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It all comes down to this. Bottom of the ninth inning, Aaron Nixon on the mound for the Tarpons. They lead by one with an 8-7 scoreline. Top of the Threshers order, leading off the ninth with Starlin Caba starting at the dish for Clearwater. First pitch, bunt pulled back, and it's a 1-0 count as the fastball misses outside. Caba has had a nice day. 1-for-2 in stolen bases, 2 ribbies, a run scored, 2 walks, and he's 1-for-2 with a 2 RBI single that could have been a lot more bases without a loaded set of bags ahead of him. He grounds out to first as the 1-0 pitch is bounced into the glove of Harbor, who races towards the first base bag and gets there ahead of Caba for one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now Dante Norrie, fresh off his first professional extra base hit. We'll see if the Phillies' first rounder can make some more magic here in Clearwater. Norrie, 1-for-3 with that triple. Scored in the first inning on a walk, and he's grounded out twice. Norrie hit in each of his first two games as a Thresher. First pitch, breaking ball just catching the zone, and it's 0-1. Norrie was playing in the Bridge League, with the Complex League ending a little bit early. Some Complex Leaguers from each team's had a couple of games going around last week. That included Norrie, Nico Pouaca-Grego, Lou Albrecht, both former Threshers who started the season with Clearwater, getting some extra work over the Carpenter Complex. Swing and miss makes it 0-2, and Norrie behind in the count with one gone in the bottom ninth. Nixon sets from the first base side of the rubber. He rocks and fires. Curveball hit on the ground again to first base. It's picked up by Harbor. This time he flips to Nixon, who tags the bag ahead of Norrie for out number two. Two crowned outs to first base to start off the ninth inning. Now it all rests on the shoulders of Devin Saltabon. He has an extra base hit, alternating with an out in each of his first four at-bats. A homer, a three-run homer in the first. Then he struck out looking. A double in the fifth, and then he popped out to second. Now he's due for a hit with two outs in the ninth inning, and the Threshers desperately in need of base runners as they stare down the barrel of losing a five-run lead as they now trail by one. Saltabon swings and tips the first pitch fastball into the glove of Gonzalez. It's an 0-1 count. Saltabon, 15 homers, 46 RBIs, with 2 3-run shots already this series. That puts him in 10th in the Florida State League with his 46 RBIs. Now the 0-1. This one hammered deep out to center field, but Toole is there, and he stands underneath it to make the catch. And that ends a tough loss for the Clearwater Threshers. Tampa coming back from up to 5 runs down. It was 7-2 Threshers after 4. Tampa scored the next 6 to take the victory. Tough way to end game 2 in the series. The Threshers were looking like they were going to take the first 2 games of the series going away. But they fall 8-7 in the second game. We'll give you a quick recap and then send you home as we've got another game tomorrow. And you've got Launchaball on the field if you're at the ballpark. Enrique Segura went 1-2-3, including a strikeout to the first batter of the game against the Tarpons. Then the first two Threshers walked in the first inning. Devin Saltabon was up third, and he took a 1-1 pitch the other way. We've seen this before. He did it last night. Three-run blast in his first at-bat for the second straight game. And Saltaban excited about giving the Threshers a three-run lead after the first inning. Tampa then came back in the second inning, countering with a run scored after a long list of celebrations by Saltaban. And the Tarpons would add another run in the fourth inning to pull within a run. Enrique Segura didn't get a decision, but he did struck out five batters in four and a third innings of work with four walks and five Ks. Eduardo Tait started off the fourth inning with a single into right field, leading off the frame against Tarpon starter Andrew Landry. He moved to a second on a walk by John Spikerman and scored on this single by Joel Dragoo in center field that plated Tait from second base. Dragoo moved to second when Brady Day loaded the bases with a walk, and then Starlin Cabba, after a single by Guillermo Rosario, came up for the Threshers. Rosario drove in a run. Cabba was inches away from a grand slam. Instead, the ball hit off the front of the right field fence with two runners ahead of him. Cabba was held to just a single, but he did drive in two runs to complete a four-run fourth inning. After that, it was all Tarpons. Three runs in the fifth, three more in the seventh. But the Threshers got a couple of strikeouts from Drew Garrett and John Henriquez, as well as three from Jake Eddington. Threshers couldn't get a runner on in the ninth after stranding the tying run in the seventh and eighth inning. The game was finished in an 8-7 win for the Tampa Tarpons. Threshers hoping to avenge tonight's loss when they return back to BayCare Ballpark against the Tarpons. It'll be the left-hander Henry Lalanne getting the start for the Tampa Tarpons as the Threshers look to return to their winning ways that they found in Tuesday's emphatic victory over these Tarpons. But we want to thank all of you for tuning in for tonight. Tomorrow, there's deals on drinks and taps and tacos at the Moe's Tacos stand and all around the ballpark, so make sure to get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com. Until then, I'm Josh Sperber, and on behalf of the fantastic production crew here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I want to thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate you guys watching, and we'll see you tomorrow at BayCare Ballpark.